Henry. Now, Mr. Henry, do you remember the sale at Hillrow when the River Board distrained for non-payment of rates?
I do. They sold a haystack up my yard as is now. That was in 1921-22. And the auctioneer came from Cambridge named Mr. Love. And they wouldn't let him come to the yard. He stood across the road in front of a long pond then. And we had about 200 rotten eggs, what Mr. Seth Eva brought down the night before. And when the sale begun, the eggs begun to fly. And one fella, George Newell, he hit Mr. Love, the auctioneer, in the ear, and a rotten egg and chicken fell out on his shoulder. And the haystack was never moved because it was covered up with a straw stake.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know whether it was six or seven, got summons over it. And they went to Healy. I can name some on them, but I don't remember all. There was Mr. Fitzheverett, Walter J. Player, Seth Leifer, George Day, Harry Newman, Fred Searle, and Bill Leach. I remember them a lot, but I think there's one or two more.
Was my granddad at the sale, Arthur Freeman?
No, Dad, he was down there at the sale.
Down
but
there.
Nearly all Adnam and Ilro come to the sale. All the farmers, look at the land, they come to the sale. But these lot were picked here because they see them throwing eggs and they were summons. They were summons at Ely. And I think the fine were then somewhere in about £1 apiece. Because they have a lot of money.
Oh.
£1 apiece. They had to pay. And I also remember them coming down the old fan, unyoking the team horses belonging to Mr. Coatenham, and taking one to Cambridge to be sold for the dead.
Because they didn't pay the rates?
Because they didn't pay the drainage. And they let Coatenham know, and Coatenham, and they went out and caught them. What's that place yon sort of straight them there?
Chitrin.
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 Paid the debt and the horse come back.
Ah, so they weren't going to lose the horse then?
No, they used to collar anything. Well, you see, they collared this haystack, and that was should have been sold by auction, because nobody didn't bid for it. And the haystack were never moved.
Yeah, so they just, what they do, just bung the eggs at the bailiff and that.
Chuck the eggs full all at him. And outside of where I lived, Neil, that, well, terrible. Smelt terrible for fortnight. Rotten eggs. Terrible. You remember, don't you, Fred?
Ah. So what? When you left, what age did you leave school then?
Left school when I was 12.
12?
He left when he was 13. And we both on us went, him, of course, a year or two before me, because he's 3 years older, went down North End to work on a farmer named Pete Dave. Was right, Fred?
Mm-hmm. And so, what, you used to go every morning?
We used to be down there at 7 o'clock in the morning, winter and summer, no half days, and we never used to leave off till 3:45 when the train used to come across the fence and went to lit up.
Uh-huh.
The passenger train, we used to look for that, didn't we?
That's true.
And we used to go to Sundays.
Sundays?
Oh, yes. Feed the things. Look. How much you ever weed? 3 shillings a week.
That's all.
Three shillings a week we had.
3 shillings?
3 shillings
true.
A week.
That's true.
And
it's
we not had very go- much, is it?
No.
Well, I didn't eat.
And we had to go Sundays for that. Fred used to go twice Sundays. I used to go once.
Oh. That's a bit rough, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another bit. I'll tell you a bit. We used to, on that farm, Pete Day, he had a goat. A lovely nanny goat, and she had some younguns, and they was a pair of billy goats.
Oh, billies, yeah.
And we kept this billy, one on them, didn't we, Fred?
Yes, sir.
And he was a wonderful goat, and he had wonderful long horns. Well, he wouldn't hurt us, what worked on the farm, but he used to play with us. But anybody else, he'd after him. We used to get over his horns and shove, and then he'd get up on his hind legs, but he wouldn't come at us.
He would.
He'd just come down on the same place he stood when he prayed.
Yes, love the old fella.
And one day, we was about the farm, and a good old man named Charlie Bowman. He was a young fellow then, he was a malt etcher. He was in Sutton Fen, Hillrow Fen, then the Vision, what we call the Drain, then Sutton Fen. Well, he used to do the lot. Well, he was in Sutton Fen, this dude spotted him, and he had a Charlie. And when he got to the Drain, instead he stopped, he used across the plank, though, yes. It did. Had a Charlie. Well, Charlie see him coming, because Charlie, a young boy, about 16, he run and got to the gate here. So he used to be a gate here. Charlie got up on top of the gates. And he didn't get down. Oh, I had to go across there and fetch the goat by.
Ah?
Isn't that true, Fred?
True. Yeah, that's true.
That's true. Well, anyway.
Oh, your thing is recording all this.
Oh, yes, that's recording.
And another time I remember, the best part on it, we was work there and about four fields away, George Day had that. We worked for Pete Day, his brother. George Day had that. And they were tater picking, like they might be now.
Yep.
And the old goat see him. And away he went. We stood there, we knew what was going to happen. But the first two women, because they didn't see me, whenever he hit them and he cut them over. Waved from them to others and he cut them over. And then he started knocking the tater barges over. We had to go and fetch him back.
It's goat, ah.
Very rare filly.
Would he go anywhere? But he'd knock other people a bit, but us he'd never heard. Would he, Fred?
No, he was all right.
He used to be.
His mother was exceptional.
His mother was a wonderful goat, but he was a filly. Oh dear.
So they employed mole catchers down in the fen?
Oh, yes. A mole catcher used to live with children, but he used to do all Hillrow Fen, Idenham Fen, Sutton Fen, all the lot, right up to Stridham Ferry.
Is that true what they say about the moleskin waistcoats?
Yes.
They used to have them.
Yes.
Yes, I had a suit.
A suit?
Yes.
The moleskin?
Yes, sir.
They used to catch the moles, and they used to skin the moles, take the skins and hang the moles on a wire fence or on anywhere so you could see where he'd been. I'm seeing in air fence, so is he? Wire fence, perhaps 200 hang along there, skin them and just hang the moles and take the skin.
Well, they were a problem then.
Yeah.
They were a problem.
Well, what's happened there then? There's no mole catcher.
No mole catcher, Neil.
Well, they must breed like flies.
Oh, yeah. But Charlie Bowman, he's a lawyer near. He followed his father. Well, his father followed his father. That was a trade on its own. And they were mole catchers, weren't they? They could catch anything. If Charlie Bowman set a trap today, you can bet by tomorrow morning that mole would be in the trap.
He'd have it. Yes. Good bloke then.
He was one of the best, Charlie Bowman, and his father before him.
So on the farm you sort of did ploughing and the lot?
Yes, we used to play with horses, no tractors in our time.
No.
And we had been over North End from Hillrow, me and him, and it's perhaps rained all night, poured the rain all night. And when we got down to the cut to go over a bridge, we couldn't get against it within a chain. Water used to cut the ball and water up the fields.
Ah.
And we walked along the edge of the water up to what we call the two-part.
Two-part.
And over the bridge and along the cut bank of the farm. He was afraid.
That's true.
That is the trail. That was done overnight, pouring rain and that. And the cut were full and up the chain up the field. Couldn't get against the bridge.
Ah. Was it a very big farm which you worked on?
It was about 60 acres.
I bet, yeah.
It's 68.
It was all iron work or horse work. There was no machines whatsoever.
Oh, there were no machines.
Only Burkitt's flesh and tackle.
Only Burkitt's flesh and tackle.
Only machine come there once a year.
Yeah.
Ah.
And we're known round North Fen, of course I rode round here, Neil. We're known first Burkitt to come down there and he's been 2 days getting there with his tackle.
2 days?
Yes. In the winter time, it was a bad road. Roping, putting wood under the wheels, isn't that the trick?
Yeah. So the farm was a fair way out in the fen then?
Farm's about, what, all through, 1/2 mile. Okay. 3/4 mile. Oh, the fen.
Which way are you coming from, the two-part or over the hill?
Way from the two-part.
Yes, a bloody long...
3/4 mile
round. Terrible walk, because they were up to your knees most of the way.
Terrible.
Wet-footed, yes. Went through.
So tumble carts could cope with this?
Oh yes.
Because they got the big wheels.
Tumble carts used to cope with it, but I'll tell you, in the winter time, you wanted 3 horses on the cart, you might have 15 underweight in the cart, mind you.
That was a good load.
That was a good load.
3 horses?
Yes.
You would.
You'd get 3 horses on.
Ah.
Yes.
And they're those big old cart horses and all, aren't they?
Yes, they're the cart horses, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. But you see, they mostly used to fresh it when we were there in the harvest time.
Yeah.
Get the harvest out, then we used to have a week threshing. Didn't we?
That's right.
Then we used to take the corn to Adam's station. We took the Adam corn to Adam's station, me and him, me and Fred and my brother Frank, three cats, one horse on the cats with the harvest on his feet, and come along the fence sides, here against what we call New Road Jack, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's the place.
Yeah. That's where we come
in. That's where it was.
Now listen, we used to have, I think it was 10 tomb on the cart, weren't
it? No, we were stretching 9.
We're 9?
Yes, that was good load.
We, because they were 18 tons, and we used to unload them, and have a truck of coal to take back. Corn up, three load of coal back. You used to have trucks of coal.
So you'd load up at the station?
Yeah.
Down.
Coal, that used to be engine coal. And that time of the day, that used to be what? £4 for 5 ton load, wasn't it?
Oh, I would say so if you had a truck.
A truck?
Yeah.
That £4 for 5 ton truck.
That's right.
Oh, quite. They were the days, weren't they?
They were the days.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And so they used the railway a lot while it was here, didn't they, for a lot of things?
Yes.
The village and that.
Yeah.
And a lifeline.
Yes. Yes, we had, well, how many years we have North End Train?
Well, I started in 1913. I didn't believe I got sacked.
Well, we both got the sack.
Yeah,
I know.
Wasn't pretty.
But
in 1920, 2 or 3, wasn't it?
I think it were.
Yeah, I spent that while.
So what did you do when you left the farm?
Well, I come away, and I'll tell you what Fred does, I shall never forget it. The first job he had.
What was that?
Digging Thomas Hetchell's garden.
That's right over.
Beyond Ted Handler's Hills.
There somewhere, over there somewhere.
Your father was baker for him.
He was.
And he wanted somebody to dig his garden, and you went and dug his garden.
Oh, and set some strawberry plants.
And set some strawberry plants. Well, I never done nothing for 6 weeks. Couldn't get a job.
Uh-huh.
And then one morning, I was sitting at Sowhead, and Purse Allen come up to his mother's, Northfield.
Yeah.
And he wanted somebody for a day or two. And when he come here to his mother's, he asked me, he said, George, ain't you doing nothing? I said, no. He says, do you want a day's work? I says, yes, I do. Men were getting 30 bob a week then.
30 bob, huh?
30 bob. And I jumped in his cart, said he, in his pony cart, said he thanked me, boy, and went to work for him. Went down the van. And when it was leaving off time, about 3:45, he says, you'd better come tomorrow. I says, right. Well, I took me bike the next day. And when the night come, you'd better come tomorrow. And that went on.
You were making history then.
That went on for 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, I had 4 years with him.
Yeah.
He said, nearly, of course, you see, they don't, well, you take your money nearly, but you had a good age. You went age, you got more money than you. He said, well, you ain't old enough to take man's pay, George. I said, no, but he said, I'm going to pay you man's pay.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was 30 bob. The last job I had was 6 bob a week.
Wow, big difference, wasn't it?
But I got you twice a Sundays. Milking, out mill. Well, over in Clover. 30 bob a week.
30 bob, that's a lot, isn't it?
30 shillings a week he paid me.
That's good.
And he was one of the best masters I ever had. Purse Allen. And I know he was one of the best farmers in England.
Oh, yes.
You couldn't beat him.
Well, do you both remember the floods?
Well, you're real fine.
Which year? 1912.
1947.
George, we had a flood
of that.
We had a flood in 1912.
You.
The cut bank busted in 1912.
That's right, August the 4th.
And
Pete Day's 4th birthday.
Yes. And we fetched the shocks here, or the people here, I was a young boy then, and set them here, the hollers on the, where the, oh, it lands over the ridges.
Uh-huh.
The shocks and the oil fin was up to the bands of water, weren't it, right?
Yes, and they were moist and things, what? On the top of the sheaves,
fetch
moist.
That was in 1912.
They jumped off over the ground, of course.
Oh, yeah, because everything had to go to high land.
Yeah.
Right, they did.
And
rats and snakes and all things run the sheaves. Oh.
Then, you see, it went on until we had the big flood.
Yeah.
What flooded all the fans.
Yeah. Well, my gran remembers some of that.
Sure, yeah, I remember it all.
Because I heard pigs used to run, didn't they? Pigs were running and slitting the throats with the trotters.
Yeah, yeah, swimming. Of course, I was working on my own then when the floods come.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I was on my own. Here, all the land was flooded. Here, the fen was within 10 feet of water.
Yes, well, maybe however deep it was, there used to be a tackle was left down there. I think it was Copeman's. And the wave used to go over the drum.
Yeah, it'd be Gold Farm.
And they used to hit Arthur Hawkins' bungalow.
They did.
And they'd go right over the reef. Yeah. That's more than 10 foot.
Well, the water used to be the water in a, well, yes, in low place, that's perhaps 14 foot, but
that's better.
The water in Arthur Hawkins was up on the tiles over the...
Oh, yes.
Well, they called in the army, didn't they? The army cannon.
Oh, yeah, we had the ducks, so I'm been over the fen on the dock, in the, what they call the dock.
Huh?
Yeah,
What do you call them, I'll go on sea and land.
Amphibious. Amphibious, yeah. Well, that's what happened to straw stacks and that.
They moved about.
They used to float about with the wind. If the wind changed, they'd come back again.
Now then, Fred Palmer, that's Frank Palmer's father, had four big corn stakes down Long Jove. Four big stakes, I'm talking about. And they stood there, like, so the tail went between teal, then another teal. And one Sunday night it were, I dropped down, and we stood on the sand old hill. They were seriously honest, George Chatton, poor George Chatton, and we were looking across the fen. And I says to them, I says, do you know what? I said, one of them air stakes are moving. They said, don't talk, so silly don't. I said, one of them stakes are moving. And do you know that turned round? That stake turned round and it come out, and it come right across this here farm, Berry Fen.
It's a long way, isn't it?
That's one across there. And you see, there was half on it left. You see, it went off level with water.
Yeah.
And that swam across there. And we had a straw stack come out. The vendors up against Walton Hills landed right on the high road.
Uh-huh.
A straw stack.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? Because they blocked the banks, didn't they, and pumped the water out.
Yeah, they pumped the water here, you see. And also, that flood, well, we call it the third bridge. That went. They blew all the road up and the bridge went.
Ah.
All went.
So once they cleared the water, there was a lot to be done, wasn't
there? Sure, a lot to be done. When the water was cleared, in less than a month, there was weeds 8 foot away, all over the fen. Weeds. I went down, when I got to the fen, up what we call Clayton's, and the weeds were on, I had a little forge and tractor like that, the weeds were on the tractor.
Ah.
To plough them in.
That were a nuisance then, weren't it?
Well, I tell you, we done it. We rolled it. I rolled it. You see, you got them flat. And then went, like, the same way as the rolled one. You see, I bent them away, and then you plough it in. You see, you've got to do the same way as the rolled one. Follow your rolls. They'd bent them down, they'd plough it on the beautiful.
Well, were there any crops left under the war when it come?
Well, there was different people. I got the taters here, some taters down the fan pits. And a lot of people got mangels, they used to grow mangels and pits, because they all went, you couldn't get at them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a book of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, how long was the water sort of out there then?
Oh. Well, I can tell you all, I can answer all your questions, but I ain't got the book here.
How long would the water be there, Fred?
Well, I got diverted round little Stanton, do you know it? Little Stanton near down the market.
Yeah.
I had to go right round there to get into Cambridge. You couldn't get across the fen nowhere.
First thing the water was out there, 3 months more, weren't it?
Well, I'm trying to think. I'll find that book.
Well, we lost one harvest completely.
Oh, yes, you did.
Well, so, did the kids from the school help with clearing the fens and that?
No.
No. No, no, we had no kids, but people, you know, as soon as ever they drained it, you'd perhaps find a bit of land, well, sorry, you'd get on that before you get on anywhere else. I remember my field, I'm sold at Neil, round Bay Jove, I had about 2 acres clear there, in the middle. Other all, well, you were gone, the water gone, but I mean, you could get on that. I remember getting on that and tipping it over and setting that at cauliflowers. Never got a cauliflower for my life. Set 2 acres of cauliflowers on that. Well, then you see, as the land got dry, you could just get on it and start plowing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what could you do on the farms then while all this was done?
Nothing, only feed the things.
Yeah.
Couldn't do nothing.
Well, what are the farms out in the fen and that? Where'd the animals go?
Ah, they got them up on oil land.
They brought them up on...
Yeah. Mr. Dennis and they were doing...
We had cities there, Sven. Yeah. They were unloading...
They moved there. They brought the fowls here and they brought the horses here. Well, he had 9 or 10 horses on my fields.
Yeah, so the whole community had to help, you know.
Yes, they all the fen people had to come here.
Uh-huh.
George Cartwell, well, it did get in his bungalow, but just a little. A bit what?
Not much.
Not much. He could have stopped there, couldn't he?
Yes.
But all others had to come here.
Ah.
Uh-huh. And Ilro was like at the Strand, London, for traffic. Well, it wasn't traffic. They were cattle. As soon as you got that lot of cattle, there were gang horses come up.
Yeah.
And no lights, none. That didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Well, when that bank blowed, that blowed first. Against, as you go along there, the Vardock, Earth Vardock. And before every coming hill road fen, it drained it over fen. Yes. That's where the bank blowed. I went along there, said the bank blowed. I went along that night, me and my wife, and who we met along there were Perth, Allen, Tiriana. And they got a hole in the bank, what, 20, 30 foot long.
And water must have been pouring out of that.
What? Pouring? It was taking anything here. And I tell you the words I says to Perth, Allen. Perth said, what do you think here, George? Well, I said, Purse, you can flit. He said, whatever you're talking about. I said, that'll fill over fen up and come over the road and fill Ilro fen. Well, anyway, that went on all that night, and the next day, about what time? About 11 o'clock, that started coming over the bank, like, into Ilro fen.
Well, how did you come to hear of it then?
Oh, well, you could hear it miles away roaring.
Yeah, going into Upper Fen. Then you see when Upper Fen got full, it took the next level place. Well, that Ilro Fen, that filled Ilro Fen out. That filled Ilro Fen from where? Something went against them, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow, they were some floods, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yes, they was... And what, were 4 mile across, weren't it, from here?
Well, it is. 4 mile from down the two-part
4 mile across, and if I would like be from... See. Round Sutton to Streatham.
Oh, long way.
Ever so many miles. It was like the sea.
It's a lot of water.
No difference.
Oh, water. Water.
Uh-huh.
And thousands of people come to see it, weren't there? Sightseers.
Yes. Police had to turn them back. Stop.
Oh, yes. Police had to stop people.
You hung up with traffic.
Yeah.
And I said, let it keep. It'll be Alger Resort. Don't plough the fields.
But...
See,
I'll tell you what... We didn't like to see it, but it done Ilro fen good. Because before that fen, there used to be traps in one field of 3 different sorts of soil in there.
Yeah.
It used to be what we call the marley. That wouldn't grow nothing, only special things.
Wazzles,
or one sort of wheat. April bearded awny wheat, and it grew or a bit of barley. It wouldn't grow other wheat, it wouldn't grow oats. But out of the floods, and they've gone, you could drill them all the same.
So that did do the land a bit good.
It done the land good.
So it did the farms.
And so it did the farmers. Yes. They done well out on it.
Done twice.
Most of them what lived there done well out on it.
What way?
They were paid no end of money.
They had a fund for them. They done well.
Yes, then they got double crops, didn't they?
Yeah.
After they got turned around.
So that done Ilro fen a lot of good.
Oh, yes. The distressed people they had.
There boxes of near in Mordell. When you got over the two-part bridge, I ain't even talking about George Cockle's, because that was a new farm. But when you got by George Cockle's farm, there weren't a farm worth tuppence, not to say worth it, till you got Erith, were there?
Oh, of course.
Well, out of the floods, they all got new farms.
Oh, yes.
Brick, they were all...
All other ones, well, they were wood farms. If you knock the nail in here, another board would fall over their head. They were rotten.
Yeah.
And they swum away.
Some of them wooden houses.
Yes, they're even wooden houses.
Yeah. They're all done, they done well.
They did, they done more than well, yeah, you know they did. Them what lived in the fen?
Yeah, right in that of the fen, like the Newmans and Allens.
Them what lived in that of the fen, they made a little fortune. But there it is. They made a little fortune. People they were clawing the things out the fen, we should have clawed them back in the fen. And let them win.
Well,
all the people in the fen was fitted up with a new rug for the
You took it out of my mouth. When you went to farmer's house, in a farm labourer's house, in the fen, housekeeper or bulletin or something, I've been in the houses, there'd be a bag against the fire.
Yeah.
It was clean, and that was a carpet, a bag. You know, a sack bag?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you had for your...
Yeah.
That was your rug, a carpet. I mean, a sack bag.
Yeah.
Nil posh carpet. Sinking
posh carpets were put in.
Oh, farm. Yes, see. Furniture, they were all chairs got a back off or a leg broke or
and all the furniture got washed away, or they said they didn't. Well, they, well, I knew they put new furniture in fire.
What, did they get help from the government then?
Somebody, yes.
Government, yes, that was some, I don't know what it was.
Well, I don't know, but they were well satisfied. And the police are farming, you've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a heartbreaking sight to see it. I could hear, okay. I used to open that window facing the west, and you could hear, if you like this here, you'd hear roaring over the bank. And it was coming like this. That's how much time you've got. Not walking, a little slower than walking. And that drowned all the fence it came.
Well, that's slow, but that, you've got to move a lot of stuff, haven't you? Fast.
Plenty fast enough for us.
Yeah. And I tell you, Purse, Allen, and they... Well, they all had to move here. It's no good saying they didn't. They had to move here, but they
You got the bedroom windows on it. In afternoon ones, didn't it?
Eh? Oh, yeah.
Going the bedrooms, you know how high a bedroom is.
Yeah.
Well, they got in the bedroom, so you couldn't even live upstairs.
No. So that was the Erskine Long Joe, afternoon ones, Jack Berlin's.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him.
Yeah. But it done Hill Road Fen good. That fen would grow anything for years out of that.
Did reach Haddon Fen, didn't it, down the back here low?
Oh,
right?
Yes, Haddon Fen got it. Oh, yes, Haddon Fen got it all green, didn't they?
So Haddon was like a little island, all by... You could get through to Wilburton, couldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, you'd get through on the road, but all the fen was like a sea.
Yeah.
No difference.
Yeah, no difference.
Yeah, because no. Gran remembers having animals up on the farm, you know, next door.
Yeah.
Harold's one.
Yeah.
She can remember having animals and that up there.
Oh, you had them everywhere, in your kitchen, everywhere.
Everything coming out the fen up on the highlands, out to you.
I think the only animal was shot was Herbert Archibald, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think they couldn't manage him. They got too deep, and he'd either perish or be drowned, so they shot him, and he laid where he was shot. That's how deep the water was. The poultry, well, there was hundreds of hens, never did get caught. They just died.
They died?
Oh, well, they got drowned.
Yeah.
It was a terrible disaster, but there it was.
Yeah.
Well, that belongs to the sea, Sonny. And when she claims her own, you can watch it like you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Ah, they were the days. There's a lot to be said for them, aren't they? I'll tell you what does fascinate me, the ploughing with horses. Like, that's something, that is, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we walked in them days to plow 1 acre, 9 inch thorough, you'd walk 10 miles.
10 miles?
That's all. And you'd walk a mile to work, that makes it 11, you'd walk a mile back, that's 12, every day. Is that right?
Yeah.
Put that down if it ain't got it.
That's got it.
Yes, that'd be 12 miles, but it's only played an acre. We'll get
find your other steps, you'll do 12 miles every day. Then the sponsor wolf, they do 12 miles or 10 miles, they're charged dogs. Well, that used to be every day occurrence.
Every day?
100 miles.
That's a long way to go, isn't it?
Yes.
Hold on, took bullocks to some tyres. Of course, every gate rock were open, they'd run in. You know. Well, it was 10 miles, it's 10 miles to some tyres. We've got to fetch him out. The time you fetch him out, those be either gone this way or gone towards home. You've got to run up there and catch.
So you drive him there to go to the market?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Drive everything back, don't you?
So where would you sell your animals? That'd be Ely, wouldn't it?
St. Ives Market. How was that leading market?
St. Ives was the leading market.
Yeah.
That's 10 miles.
So that's a long way to take them, isn't it?
Well, they used to take the pigs there and the bullocks there, and they used to have auction there, horse auction every month, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, how long would that take you to get there then?
Well, it all depends how they behave themselves. You walk 20 miles before you've got some dogs, you know, running gateways and down the wrong road, down the wrong street. If they have four crossroads, I bet 2 or 3 go down that street instead of going on some dogs.
Yeah.
That's true.
And so there'd be a big market held there every month.
Good market.
There's a horse market every month. There used to be a market every Monday, regular.
Repository.
Eh?
Repository.
Yeah. But there used to be this horse auction every month in the trade.
Yeah.
And you buy and sell stuff for your farm there?
Yes, if you've got an house, it's
anything.
You, anything.
Sell anything, what you've got here, that's anything. I took a binder there once, do you remember? When that McCormick come, I took the old deer in.
Yeah.
I had a walk there, that was nice.
So binders, you use binders and that on the farm then?
Yes. Oh yes.
That was when you were boys and you went to the farm, that is what you used.
Binders.
Ah, yes.
First, we had a reaper.
Reapers.
We had a reaper when
you
we
had
were
a reaper.
Reaping machine.
Ah, now you can help me. When that went on the field, what did it do to the wheat?
Cut it, and it used to fall on the table, and they had four sails. Two sails